Hundreds of gun rights advocates packed a hearing room in Annapolis yesterday. They spilled into the hallways and demonstrated in the streets as the House Judiciary Committee took up more than a dozen gun-related measures. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that one of the more hotly contested bills could ban 3D-printed or other homemade guns that lack serial numbers.
They're often called ghost guns because they are considered untraceable. House Majority Leader Kathleen Dumais, the bill's sponsor, told the committee that she wants to target guns made via 3D printing or from kits ordered online.
I became interested in this when a young man went to Clarksburg High School in my district the day after the Parkland shooting with a homemade gun.
She said homemade guns have been used in crimes elsewhere.
Kevin Neal in California murdered 5 people with an unserialized rifle that he constructed in Northern California in 2017. He was a felon and prohibited from owning firearms.
California is one of 2 states that have laws similar to the one Dumais has proposed. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy signed a ban on ghost guns in November. Monisha Smith, with the advocacy group Every Town for Gun Safety, said that in addition to being untraceable, 3D printed guns are often made entirely of plastic, making it possible for them to evade metal detectors. She spoke over the jeers of gun rights advocates at Monday's hearing.
Now, types of disguised guns, which are all built to look like wallets, lighters, or cell phones, can be easily concealed, which is dangerous for all communities.
But dozens of opponents told lawmakers that homemade guns are rarely used in crimes, and that 3D printed guns don't pose much risk. They're expensive, and those plastic parts break easily. John Comerford, Deputy Managing Director of State and Local Affairs for the National Rifle Association, said building guns at home is a long-standing tradition that predates the United States.
People manufacture bolt-action rifles for hunting. There are kits available online, which you can mill out, create your own gun at a cost that's about double the price of purchasing the comparable firearm from a manufacturer.
Brian Miller told the committee that he has been in law enforcement for 18 years and is a school resource officer.
I don't make my own firearms, but if I want to, I believe it's my right to under the Second Amendment. I should be able to manufacture my own firearm for my use.
He said existing laws prevent him from selling or transferring a homemade gun to someone else, or even enlisting someone to help him build it. Many opponents told the committee that if this legislation passes, they'll find a way around it, challenge it in court, or just flat out disobey the law. Some wore shirts that said, "We will not comply."
A lot of people do it because they don't want to be regulated. They don't want you to know. And quite frankly, it's none of your business what I have, what I manufacture in my home.
A man who introduced himself as Chris Rummel told the committee that he's made a lot of ghost guns. And because the legislation as proposed would make it illegal to own a homemade gun built after 1968, Rummel said it would make him a criminal.
I've made AKs, I've made AR-15s. It's not something you do in 10 minutes. You need a proper skill set in order to make it right so that it functions properly.
Dumais acknowledged that it will be virtually impossible to prevent Maryland residents from ordering the kits or downloading blueprints for 3D printed guns. But when someone does, she said, the bill would make it a crime. The Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee is scheduled to consider that chamber's version of this bill on Wednesday. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.